Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you for the word today. We are so blessed to be in your presence, and we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. These messages I spoke at May the 4th, 2017, at Faith Tabernacle in Canaan Land, Nigeria. Praise the Lord. And I speak, this is a minister's conference, and I speak there every year. And this year, the theme was Built to Last. So I want you to, I really want you to I really want you to listen carefully and hear the anointing that's in these meetings. Some of the, there were over 4,000 pastors and ministers in that room, and they pastor some of the biggest churches on earth. And it's amazing the thing that came out of this meeting. So, hey, you're going to enjoy this.
Built to Last. Anything, any building, any house, even the kingdom of God is totally, absolutely dependent on its foundation. Amen. Especially every ministry. The larger the building, I want you to get this now. The larger the building, the longer it takes to build the foundation. I've been in the ministry 50 years. Well, this ministry 50 years, I've actually been in the ministry for about 54 years. And I am just now at the place that God designed for me to be. 50 years of foundation building. Amen. Built to last depends entirely upon the foundation upon which your ministry rests. Amen. All right. Let's read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. Beginning with the 13th verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say that you're John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now listen very carefully. Look at this very carefully. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Look at that again. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Do you see foundation there? On this rock. You don't have a foundation unless it's built on solid rock. We know what Jesus said. He said, the man that's wise builds on the rock. The man that's a fool builds on sand. Say it. The man that is wise builds on the rock. The fool builds on sand. Amen. What is ministry sand? Ministry sand, loose foundation, is a ministry that's built on personality. A ministry that's built on performance. Amen. Now, we'll see right here what the rock upon which the church is built actually is. And most people misunderstand this. Some even believe that Jesus was saying he's going to build the rock on Simon Bar-Jonah, Peter. No, the church wasn't built on Peter. No. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The rock that Jesus is referring to here is the mighty rock of revealed knowledge of his word. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh. Hallelujah. I done preach myself happy. You got the joy this morning? Woo! I got the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you know, hey, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
But not if you don't have a revelation of it. Amen. Revealed knowledge. What is revealed or revelation knowledge? You are a spirit. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit being. You have in your spirit a soul. Your spirit and your soul are not the same thing. If we had time, we'd go through the New Testament and prove that to you. The Apostle Paul said, I pray that you may be made whole, spirit and soul and body. You and your soul is made up of your will, your mind, and your emotions. You and your soul live in a flesh, blood, and bone body. It's the spirit you that was born again. Now listen to me very carefully here. We are born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. Your spiritual DNA is exactly like Jesus.
Amen.
You are not a forgiven sinner. You're a born again, new creature, new species of being that never existed before the moment you said, Jesus, come into my heart. The very same thing that happened to little Virgin Mary. What happened to her? The Holy Ghost came and hovered over her. God sent his messenger Gabriel into her presence, and Gabriel preached to her the word of God. Those words, straight from the throne of God, became the very seed in her womb. And the Spirit of God came, and he hovered over her. Isn't it precious? And there was conceived in her this holy thing. Ah, but when you heard the word, you heard it preached under the anointing. Or you heard someone tell you about Jesus. Amen. That word went into your heart, and the Spirit of God hovered over you. And in your inner being was born a new person, a new man, a new woman. Hallelujah. Makes you want to shout. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. Now, while I was speaking those things, under the anointing of the Spirit of God, you were receiving revelation of what happened to you. Amen? Yeah, you were seeing it. That's revealed knowledge. Isn't it wonderful? Let's say over in the university, in educational institutions, a professor stands before the class and teaches, which is proper. This is good. And he may have a textbook. It may be in an engineering class. Beginning students in engineering, of course, are going to get a large dose of mathematics. I mean, just, it's coming. Well, those are tried and true laws of physics. But when we are just working in the natural being, then the instructor, the professor, is teaching. Now, of course, in Covenant University, the instructors and the students are in Holy Spirit environment. But let's say we just go to a secular university and we have a man or a woman that's standing in front of the class who's been taught and trained and certified to teach mathematics. Now, we have, you know, whether they're born again or not, standing in front of a class, whether the student is born again or not, listening to the class, natural education, natural teaching, natural learning. Now, what kind of a problem do we have here? Well, the ability of the student, the intellectual ability of a student, the intellectual ability of the teacher. And that's about all we have in play here. Aha. But when the Holy Spirit is the teacher, whoa, changes everything. Because we're talking about the Spirit of God revealing to your spirit what he meant when he wrote in the book. The author of the covenant itself. Amen? The Word is a living being. Let me show you something. This is just as much a manifestation of God in the earth as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This right here, His Word is His bond. He cannot lie. Yes. And this Word is a blood-sworn, blood-backed oath and covenant. My Lord, when Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." That is a blood-backed, sworn oath. That's not just words. This is not just a textbook. You've seen it yourself. A scripture you've read so many times. I had read this so many times. On this rock I'll build my church. And I thought, Adam, why is he going to build his church on Peter? I don't, you know. And the Greek word Peter means rock. But one day, I'm reading the same verse. And all of a sudden, I saw it. Amen? Amen. And there's been times, I know this has happened to you, where you've been sitting in a service and someone is teaching, particularly teaching, and that Jesus did more teaching than he did anything else. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But faith doesn't come just by hearing it. Faith comes when revelation is born. Amen. And you've seen it. Somebody say, whoa! Did you see that? What? I didn't see anything. See, one person heard it with the spiritual ear. The other person heard it with the natural ear. Amen. That's revealed knowledge.
Bishop David Oyedepo and his wife Faith are the founders of Living Faith Church Worldwide, also known as Winner's Chapel, in Ogun State, Nigeria. In the spring of 2017, Brother Copeland traveled there once again to minister and to celebrate the 36th anniversary of the vision that God gave Bishop Oyedepo in May of 1981. After being miraculously healed of tuberculosis at a young age, David committed his life to the passionate study of God's Word. It was during these early years of spiritual growth that he first discovered the teachings of T.L. Osborne, Kenneth Hagin, and eventually Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
For the first time I saw kingdom prosperity in its raw form. Now, 1982, I went out with his book, The Law of Prosperity, and Gloria's book, God's Way is Prosperity, and my Bible, asking the Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. I went to a fast, 3-day fast, searching, praying, reading. On the third day, the heavens opened, and that opened up my destiny to a new realm. What did God say? My son David, my prosperity plan is not a promise, so it does not answer to prayers. It's not a promise, it has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I'm not committed. Very clean. That gave me a very robust insight of what the covenant is all about.
In May of 1998, over 500 acres were purchased in the jungles of Nigeria, and construction began on a massive 50,000-seat tabernacle. The first phase of construction was built at a cost of $250 million, and it was completed in 1 year, debt-free, without the need of any American funds. It has since been listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest church auditorium in the world. By the time that Kenneth and Gloria visited the church in 2008, it had grown to over 2,000 acres, with even more on the horizon. Today, the entire Canaan Land campus sits on nearly 17,000 acres and employs a staff of 16,000 people. It includes several on-site banks, a gas station, the Hebron water bottling plant, and more. The Canaan Land Bakery bakes 3,000 loaves of bread every day. It is then distributed throughout the campus and in the neighboring community. It may seem hard to imagine worshiping with 54,000 people, but this church does that 5 times every Sunday. With thousands more in the outside overflow, the average weekly attendance at Faith Tabernacle routinely touches anywhere from 350,000 to 400,000 people. And with thousands of new converts coming into the kingdom every week, that number continues to climb. Within a 6-month span of 2015, 138,000 new members were added to the church. In December of 2016, construction was completed on the latest building at Canaan Land, the new Dominion Publishing House print facility. This state-of-the-art print shop is where all of Bishop Oyedepo's books, study Bibles, and other materials are created. While there, Brother Copeland had the honor of praying a prayer of dedication over the facility and the workers that run the large printing press. In 2015, the church unveiled plans for the new state-of-the-art Faith Theater, which includes indoor seating for up to 100,000 people per service. This massive addition to the Canaan Land campus will include a new international headquarters for the ministry, children's facilities for up to 10,000 kids per service, a new multi-story Dominion bookstore, outdoor prayer booths, and a baptistry. Plans also include an audio-video theater, a food court, and a full shopping mall. The Word of Faith Bible Institute will be on site with facilities for up to 3,000 students. From very modest beginnings to the founding of the largest church in the world, Bishop David Oyedepo and his wife Faith are living proof that the Word works anywhere it's put to work in faith. Dare. Dare to know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Dare to be the one who is in peace, not turmoil. Dare to believe and trust God's love for you.
The work of righteousness shall be wholeness, peace, prosperity, nothing missing, nothing broken, and the effect of it is quietness and assurance forever.
Dare to take your place. There is no limit to your righteousness. A 3-CD series by Kenneth Copeland, revealing the significance of knowing who you are in Christ. Understanding your covenant with God provides the very foundation on which your identity and authority stand. It empowers and positions you to expect and experience the abundant life God designed for you. Dare to do what God has called you to do and succeed. Dare to take your place.
Dare to take your place. Praise God. I want to send this to you. There's two CDs in this. Disc one, God moves on the basis of your faith, and there is no limit to your righteousness in Christ. When you were born again, you were given rights of inheritance from God, man. And then this will help you really learn how to appropriate the promises of God. And understanding who you are in Christ will impact every area of your life. Of course, as always, it is free and postpaid. So get on kcm.org and order yours, and I want to send it to you right away. Father, we thank you today. We're learning and we're growing in faith, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Living Victory Anaheim is coming up. Now, I'm telling you, this is primarily a partner meeting, but everyone is invited September the 8th and 9th at Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California. I'll tell you what, we're going to get in there and preach all day long. I mean it. I'm just going to preach all day long, and we're going to get in the Word of God and build a strong faith foundation. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy.